Hi, my name is Sarah, and this is my book report on Shopaholic Takes Manhattan. The story takes place in London, England, and Manhattan, New York. I'm not positive when the book took place because it didn't tell me in the book, but I know that the story took place within the last 50 years because it mentioned brands like Gucci and Prada, and they didn't have those brands 50 years ago. The genre of this book is comedy. This book was written in 2002 by Sophie Kinsella. Some interesting facts about Sophie Kinsella is that she was a former financial journalist, just like the female main character. Also, Sophie lives in London, which is why the story is based there. The first character I'm going to talk about is Becky Bloomwood. She lies a lot and is the shopaholic. Her boyfriend, Luke Brandon, works a lot at his company, Brandon Communications. And then there's Sue's Cleese Stewart, Becky's flatmate and best friend. Sue seems very nice and honest. Last but not least, Michael Ellis. Michael is Luke's colleague, and he is a good listener. The first main event in this story is that Becky and Luke go on a short vacation. They've been working hard and feel that they just need to get away from London. The second main event is Tom and Lucy's wedding. Luke promised he'd be there, but he never came. What could have happened to him? The third main event is that Luke asks Becky to go to New York, and Becky says yes. The fourth main event is when Luke and Becky break up. The most major event in the story is that Luke and Becky break up. Will Becky and Luke get back together? You'll have to read the book to find out. I really like this book. I don't think little kids should read it, though, because there is swearing in it. I liked this book because it was funny, and I really like shopping, too, so that's why I enjoyed the book. The way Sophie wrote the book was okay. It wasn't the best because the chapters were pretty long. The thing that I learned from this book is that a person should not buy things that they don't need. It is also a bad idea to pay so much for things that you want because you might get in debt like Becky did. I thought that many of the characters were believable. They behaved like real people, and I liked all the characters. But at times, Becky could seem a bit annoying. I just could not relate to the way she spends money. The way the author described the setting and the characters seemed so real. I think that people who like shopping and comedy would like this book. Also, girls would like this book way more than guys because it's about shopping. There are other books out by Sophie Kinsella. She has other shopaholic books, but also Can You Keep a Secret and The Undomestic Goddess. Anyway, that's my book report on Shopaholic Takes Manhattan.